Glossary. Antibodies. A part of your immune system that sticks to bacteria and viruses and attacks them. Antibodies are also sometimes called immunoglobulins. Autoimmune diseases. Where the immune system targets the body's own components, for example cells, by mistake. These diseases are usually treated with medicines that change or reduce the immune response. MS is an autoimmune disease. B cells. A type of white blood cell which are of the immune system. In MS, B cells abnormally trigger inflammation and cause damage to the central nervous system. HBV, hepatitis B virus. A virus that is spread through blood and body fluids and causes hepatitis B, which can cause serious liver disease. Immunoglobulin. A part of your immune system that plays an important role in fighting and destroying bacteria and viruses. If you have low immunoglobulins, it means you may have fewer antibodies. Inflammation. In MS, inflammation is defined as nerve tissue damage due to the body's own immune cells attacking the nervous system. Live or live attenuated vaccines. Live vaccines contain a weak or attenuated form of the germ that causes a disease. Because these vaccines are very similar to the natural infection that they help prevent, they can create a strong immune response. Monoclonal antibodies. Molecules made in a laboratory that can alter or suppress aspects of the immune system that are involved in MS. MS. Multiple sclerosis. A long-term autoimmune condition where something goes wrong with the immune system and it mistakenly attacks the protective layer that surrounds and protects the nerves around the brain and spinal cord, called the myelin sheath. These areas of damage are called lesions and cause MS symptoms. Ofatumumab. Kesimpta is the brand name for ofatumumab, the generic name. Relapse, also known as a flare-up or attack, is when a person's symptoms get worse or when new symptoms appear. Although relapses are temporary, they sometimes leave behind new symptoms or disability that is permanent. RMS, relapsing forms of MS. A type of MS where people have relapses, attacks of new symptoms or worsening of old symptoms, generally followed by full or partial recovery. Subcutaneous injections. These are injections that are administered underneath the skin. Wastewater. This is used water from any domestic, industrial, commercial, or agricultural activities. This includes toilet water and sink water. For additional resources, try checking out the following links. The Kesimpta patient booklet, self-injection video, and more at www.kesimpta-connect.ie. The MS Society at www.ms-society.ie. The Living Like You MS resource at www.livinglikeyou.com. The MS Explored podcasts at www.ms-society.ie/ms-explored-podcast.